D-Mace, Vanagon and Donick, 102.5, the game. Be listening after Teron Davenport because I will be giving away our first pair of Music City Bowl tickets. We are giving away one pair per show all week, and you have your first chance to win a pair of Music City Bowl tickets as soon as we are done talking to our next guest, Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, who is presented by Bart Durham Injury Law and fueled by Parman Energy. And TD, of course, we're going to talk to you about Cam Ward, but I want to start on a different subject. I saw this tweet from Seth Walder of ESPN.com that I found fascinating. He said, quote, "Wild stat for a 13-point loss. The Titans had a 70% success rate on designed runs against the 49ers yesterday. That's the highest designed run success rate in a game by any team all season." What has gotten into the running game over the past couple of weeks?
Well, listen, man, I appreciate that stat, but that's like, that's too many algorithms and formulas for me, man.
Fair enough.
I'll just keep it 100 with you, man. And Tony Pollard, we talked to him today, and he said it. And it's something that I have been saying they needed to do for a couple weeks now, and it's dedicating themselves to the run game. You see, the run game is something that it takes patience, right? And these days, there's not a lot of patience. So when you get the 2-yard run, you get the 4-yard run, and then things start to sync up. Next thing you know, you got a 30-yard run. And then, you know, if you got a Derrick Henry or Saquon Barkley, it's a 70-yard run. So it's really just staying dedicated to it and keep hitting it. And offensive linemen, man, they'll tell you, they want to do that all day because they want to be the ones going and generating the contact as far as catching it. So as all that happens over time, you start to see the running game really start to succeed, and that's what's happened the last couple weeks.
Teron, I know that you are at every game, so you don't have the pleasure of watching the broadcast in real time. I know you go back and watch them, though. And I was saying at the beginning of the show, I don't know if it's every game, most games this season. There is at least one pass attempt that Cam Ward has where he misses the receiver, like the one to Van Jefferson yesterday, for example, or the one to Chimdike last week, for example. There's at least one throw in every game where the color commentator immediately says, man, that's a throw you've got to make. You watch Cam Ward so closely. I trust your opinion so much on these things. What would you say your level of concern, for lack of a better phrase, is about Cam Ward leaving so many big plays on the field?
Well, I don't really – there isn't a concern to me. I think there's an awareness that you have to have, but he's a rookie, and not excusing it because you do have to make those shots. But that's something that will come in time. And I think overall, I mean, that was kind of my takeaway from the game yesterday was, is he leaving too many big plays on the field? That was in our write-up, and he is, but – I think it's something that can be corrected and can be fixed. But right now, the guy just got – there's so much going on as far as, you know, the footwork and everything that he's – you know, the multiple – there's just too much going on for him, and it's going to take a bit before he can get right.
Now, Teron, how do you think Udo played? I think he – by just watching him at first glance, watching the game, and them not – totally fixing in on him, but because of how the game, the run game went, particularly toward his side, and, you know, some of the pass blocking that he was able to do, how do you think he played in place of Moore?
Yeah, I think he was solid. I think he did what he needed to do just as far as holding it down. And, I mean, you do have to note that it wasn't exactly, you know, the monsters of the midway that were coming off the edge, but he still was able to hold his own. So, yeah, I mean, I think he played solid. Cam Ward had time to throw, you know, for the most part, and he wasn't really under a lot of duress. There were some times where he had to scramble, but the O-line overall, I think, was decent.
Now, the secondary – I mean, this group, man, they are probably down to their last man. What has Denard Wilson said about that secondary? Because, honestly, we saw it yesterday. I think San Francisco could have passed for 400 or 500 yards if they wanted to. That's how depleted they were in the back end. What is the next step for the Titans as far as that? Are they going to bring more guys in, try to bring more guys in, bring guys up in the practice squad, or are those guys that got hurt yesterday expected to play this week?
The guys that got hurt yesterday, you know, mostly the safeties, you know, we'll see what happens. They're hamstring injuries, and you know how those things work. They're a little tricky, but I think when you look at, I don't know if they could keep, like, they could go any deeper, man. Like, they're really scraping the you know, I don't want to say the bottom of the barrel because none of these guys are that to me. They're just like, they've exhausted.
As far as their depth-wise, they are going to, like, the bottom of the roster in regards to that.
Yeah, like, they've exhausted options. I mean, next thing, maybe, you know, see Michael Robinson out there a bit more, but – hey, Denard Wilson, I tip my cap to him because, you know, I would have blown a gasket. You know, all these options continue to be taken away by injury or trade, and stuff just gets worse and worse. And I don't know, man. It's a tough call.
Teron Davenport is with us. Teron, another nice set of numbers for Gunnar Helm. I think we've talked about it more than once. The efficiency for him, when they throw to him, he seems to – good things seem to happen. 4 targets, 4 receptions yesterday, and he gets the big touchdown.
Mm-hmm. He's just – he's a consistent player. And, you know, we talk about the passing of Cam Ward. Well, look, that throw that he made to Gunnar Helm, and D-Maze, you could appreciate this, that throw – took him away from contact, right? Mm-hmm. And this set him up to be able to dive into the end zone for that. So, you know, there's a chemistry that's going on between Gunnar Helm and Cam Ward that you love to see. And if I'm not mistaken, he broke the rookie record for receptions by a tight end for the Titans. So that's something else to take note of.
How do you think he's progressing as a blocker?
He's coming along well, you know, and I go over there and watch Luke Stocker get those guys on the sled and work with them and use the bags and things, and you're seeing progress there. I think that's a really good thing. And obviously at Texas, you know, it wasn't something he did a whole lot, but he's capable of it, and you're seeing it. So, yes, he's coming along well.
I haven't looked ahead at Tony Pollard's contract situation for next year, but, you know, he's got a couple of nice games here. You know what you get with him. I'm really curious, what is the plan for Tony Pollard next year? Do you think he's in their plans, or do you think they're looking to go in a different direction?
I honestly, so before these last couple of weeks, I was more or less convinced that he was going to be gone. And you look
exactly
at it, you know, 28 years old, he's going to be 29 when next season starts. And you look at the contract, I mean, they could save some money, but this isn't a team that exactly needs to save money. I think it really depends on, you know, that veteran, not veteran, but who the coach is, you know what I mean? Because, you know, he's on there next year. I think it's like looking at the number here, his cap hit is $9.2 million. So it's likely he's going, the dead cap is only $2 million. So I would look at that. I don't know that they put that much into Tony Pollard, actually, looking at the contract.
Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, has been our guest on D-Maze, Ving, and Adonik. He joins us every Monday during football season, and he is presented by Bart Durham Injury Law and fueled by Parman Energy. TD, great stuff as always, my friend. We'll catch up next week.
All right. Appreciate you guys, man. Take it easy.
You as well. I want to get to a couple of texts on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Two opposing views. Matt says, I'm not in either camp that says Ward is or isn't the guy. I am, however, in the camp that says we've seen his ability is there, so let's bring in the coaching and supporting cast around him to give him his best chance. Meanwhile, Jared from Spring Hill says, us fans were sold on the idea Ward can do no wrong. Callahan is a quarterback guru, and Chad, Brinker, and company assembled the best roster to support him. If they didn't think the roster was great, should have taken the trade with the Giants and built up a proper team, but he's got to carry, and he can't carry.
I mean, listen, there's nothing. I don't think the Titans, you know, promised that he would be the end-all, be-all. I don't think I heard that. They were explaining why they drafted him, because they felt he could be that guy. But they understand. I mean, there's a maturing that needs to take place, and there's a development that needs to take place. Just because I say he's the guy doesn't mean that there's no development and there's no maturity that's going to take place. We all understand that. Whether they would have drafted him first overall or 10th overall, we knew that he was going to be the starting quarterback, and we knew that they were going to hitch their wagon to him. But the organization knew that it was going to take a while. It was going to take a minute before they got rolling. I think it's been worse than what they thought it was going to be. I really do. You got injuries everywhere. And even when the guys weren't injured, the guys that you expected to play well wasn't playing well. And we talked about that at the beginning of the season. When you have a young quarterback, those guys that are tasked to play well, those veteran guys, they must play well. And what did we see at the beginning? They were not playing well at all. None of them. So, again, whether you're with Cam or not, yes, he does need to develop. But also, it's not just about, Cam developing. Because he can develop and you still can be a bad team because you don't have talent around him.
Quickly, let's go to Dustin in Hopkinsville on our phone line. Dustin, thank you for calling. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, guys. Hey. I'm in the camp of the middle, but it drives me nuts when people go either way, like, hard in the paint, man. Somebody mentioned Ryan Tannehill. Buddy, we drafted him at number one. I don't want Ryan Tannehill numbers. I want a number one quarterback like Mahomes at number one. Or, like you said, you should have took the six picks and traded back. But here's where we are. I like Cam Ward. I love his leadership. I got my son sitting next to me in the truck right now asleep. If he grows up to be a man like Cam Ward, hail to the yes. Okay? But on the same sense, the dude has some accuracy issues. He was dancing in the pocket a lot. The line's getting better. However, to throw under 200 most of your games without a good running game behind you, like, it's a double-edged sword. And Shedeur Sanders, if you watched the game yesterday, he struggled in the first half, but he come out and he tried. And I really like what that dude does. If you've seen that throw to the end zone, the receiver caught it, and the corner just ripped it out of his hands. What can a quarterback do about that? Like, they both deserve the respect. They're both young. One thing about Shedeur, the dude's only played, what, 3-4 games now? He ain't been with the first team reps. I'm for Cam. I want this dude to succeed. If anybody doesn't, they're lacking on the intelligence. But to sit here and say either way, I feel like it's silly. You do have to give him about half of next season, and then about mid-season, you're going to know what you got.
Thank you for the call, Dustin.
Because I remember this, too. And everybody was screaming, 20 games, 20 games, give him 20 games, give him 20 games. And we're talking about Will Levis. And then after 20 games, everybody was like, man, yeah, he's not quite the guy. So give that same energy to Cam. Give him 20 games. Hell, give him 25. Give him a year and a half and then see if he's making that jump that he needs to make. Because after one season, it's not going to tell the whole story. He's developing, I think, in ways that people are not understanding because they don't see the numbers that back it up.
615-737-1025. We will get back into Cam Ward and the Titans. So if you have thoughts on him and the team, get him in. 615-737-1025. But coming up next, let's talk about Diego Pavia. Diego takes Manhattan.
He took it.
he took it. We'll talk about the Heisman Trophy vote, but we'll also talk about the extracurriculars, I guess you could say. 615-737-1025. But I said I have Music City Bowl tickets, and here you go. Be caller number four at 615-737-1025, and you will win a pair of tickets to see the Music City Bowl, Tennessee versus Illinois at Nissan Stadium on Tuesday, December 30th. Caller number four right now, 615-737-1025. We are presented by Bax Homeworks. Remodeling done right. Get a free estimate now at BAXHomeworks.com.